Dolan could not discern the source of the yell, but it seemed to come from somewhere very close at hand.
Yeah!
He spurred his steed forward, heedless of the branches reaching out for him.
Young sire, get back!
He saw a movement through the trees just ahead. The next instant, he was through the trees and pounding into a wider place in the trail. There before him, he saw Tolly and Prince Garon on horseback, with three men in dark clothing around them. The men had short swords and were circling the riders, trying to get at them. Only Riv's flashing hooves kept these assailants at bay.
Garon! Tolly!
Without thinking, Durwin dashed forward. The men heard the shout and turned to see a new threat bearing down on them. The circle broke as one of the foe turned to meet the hermit. Before the man could raise his sword, Tully whirled Riv, and the warhorse's shoulder knocked the man to the ground. The attacker's two companions bolted and ran, melding back into the forest. The man on the ground looked up, fear twisting his begrimed features. The man leapt to his feet as he made for the trail edge. He dove into the break and was gone.
Who were they?
I do not know. We merely stopped here to choose a direction. They were on us in an instant.
Are you sound, young master?
Prince Garon nodded slowly. His eyes showed white all around.
What do you think they wanted?
Tully squinted his eyes in the direction of the fleeing assailants.
That I mean to find out.
Tully glanced from the prince to Durwin quickly.
Stay with Durwin, young sir. He will look after you. I will be but a moment.
The prince seemed about to protest, but shut his mouth and obeyed.
Be careful, Tully. You have no weapons.
Return to the field at once. I will meet you there directly.
With that, he urged Riv forward into the undergrowth after the mysterious men.
Some wickedness is afoot. I feel it. There is evil close about.
Prince Garon peered at the hermit closely. The boy set his jaw and stared ahead grimly. The act reminded Durwin of another who had faced trouble with the same silent resolve. How very like his father the young prince was. They were riding back along the trail the way Tully and the prince had come, when Durwin put out a hand and they stopped.
Listen!
Both cocked their heads to one side.
Perhaps Tully is returning.
Durwin felt the darkness around him increase. He could almost see it as a presence, feel its desperate strength. It occurred to him that he had encountered such a malignant force before, and in exactly the same way, a long time ago.
We must run for it!
The two horses leapt away. They charged along the winding forest path toward the safety of the open plain. They had not run far before they met two men in the path ahead, wearing the same dark clothing as the others they had encountered. The men waved swords in front of the horses. The horses stopped and turned. Durwin pulled his mount around and Garon did the same, but as they made to retreat, two more ruffians stepped out onto the path behind them.
There!
Durwin pointed into the brush. He hesitated and allowed the prince to flash past, and then darted after him. But the pony became entangled in the undergrowth and went down. Prince Garon was pitched over his mount's head to the ground.
Hurry! Get back in the saddle! Hurry!
The boy leapt back to his feet and grabbed at the dangling reins as the horse struggled to its knees. He was back in the saddle even before the animal had regained its legs.
Ride! Ride!
The hermit glanced down and saw hands reaching out for him. He slashed down with the reins.
Yeah!
Durwin spurred his mount after the fleeing prince, but felt his arm caught and held. The horse jerked away, and Durwin was hauled from the saddle. He landed on his back at the edge of the trail. There was a flash in the shadows. Durwin squirmed and rolled to his knees, and felt a sharp sting in his side.